It's 12:45. I'm Mary Lynn here with you weekdays noon to 3.
I'm Diane Ducey.
And we do have a guest on the phone. We're going to do a quick change of topic. State Representative Chapin Rose on the phone. Hello, Chapin.
Hey, ladies. How you doing today?
Good. Oh, we're doing great. I'm frustrated, Chapin, because I'm trying to find out what happened with the bill that State Senator Frerichs put through that would put on hold the change of health insurance for state employees. Do you know if the governor's going to sign that bill, veto that bill? What's up?
So, flew out of the Senate, flew out of the House. Representative Jacobson and I were chief co-sponsors, along with Hayes and Barrickman locally here.
Yes.
Flew out of the House 98-15. Last night, you should have called me last night because you would add some a little bit more. You would add some different words coming out of my mouth. But last night, about 10:30, the governor came on the floor of the House, and a number of us walked up to him and politely and nicely said, "Would you consider signing this bill?" And he said, "No, I'm not going to sign it. And you guys should read that Mercer report." The Mercer report being the consultant report. And so I said to him, "Well, you mean the report that you won't release to the public, that particular report? Because I'd love to have a copy of it." And he then turned around and walked off. So I went over and I just started, frankly, stewing on it a little bit. So I went back over to him. I said, "Look, in all seriousness," and I was polite and tried to be refrained. I said, "In all seriousness, my eighth grade teacher's husband is at Carl Hospital right now in the fight of his life with lymphoma cancer. Okay? Right in the middle of this, he's going to have to change docs." I said, "What am I supposed to tell him?" And, of course, I mentioned names. I'm not going to mention names on the radio. But I said, "What am I supposed to tell him?" And he looks at me and he goes, "You guys passed this law. I'm just following the law," meaning the Procurement Act.
Yeah.
And I said, "Yeah, well, you know what, Governor? We just changed it. 98-15. All you got to do is sign it.
Yeah.
All you got to do is sign it." He goes, "I'm just following the law." And he got really just in my face and just arrogant and the pomposity, which, if that's even a word, was unbelievable. And I literally I felt myself basically starting to get in his face, and I finally just had to turn around and walk away because nothing good was going to come at that point.
Yeah, because police had already been called for a different for a different group of guys. So yeah, that's probably good.
I couldn't believe it. I mean, 98-15. He could listen to the overwhelming will of the people of Illinois as expressed to their General Assembly. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And instead, he's getting all up in my face, just arrogant as all heck about, "Oh, you guys passed the procurement law." Yeah, well, and you know what? Nothing in the procurement law says you can't start over.
Yeah.
Oh, oops, forgot that part, Governor. You know, start over. Nor does it mention the fact that we passed the bill begging you to start over.
Yeah.
He's not going to do it.
So he said that he will not sign that bill.
No, it wasn't the fact that he said it, he wasn't going to sign the bill, it's how he said it. It's just unbelievably arrogant. It's a complete callous disregard for over 100,000 people's lives. You know, and at the end of the day, you know, if you're going to do it, look, even if you said, "Okay, Governor, I believe your numbers," first of all, I don't believe that there's any savings, but even if I believe your numbers, why didn't you do this a year ago so you have the networks in place so that people, when they go to sign up in the next 2 weeks, actually know what they're signing up for?
Mm.
And you know what the answer to that is? "Oh, well, we're going to have another enrollment period in about 6 months, and hopefully there'll be more networks in place by then."
My gosh.
Here's how crazy it gets. And this is why, I mean, I'm just taking it so personally. I've got my former teachers calling me, like I just mentioned, my kids I grew up with at Charleston, my mom's at Eastern, all my buddies' parents are calling me. You know, people are scared out of their minds. But let me tell you how crazy this has gotten. Thursday night, his director, Mike Unis, says, "Children's Hospital isn't in this." I'm like, "Oh, no, Children's Hospital's in it." He was, Mike Unis is from Peoria, I'm sorry, Representative Unis. And he says, "Well, I called them. They said they're not in." And they get their charts and their graphs. "Oh, no, they're right here." And it's Children's Hospital Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
And he goes, "I'm talking about Children's Hospital Peoria." And there's this. They didn't even know there was a Children's Hospital Peoria. These people are ridiculous.
Okay,
ask me how I really feel.
Well, I'm angry too, and I don't even have Health Alliance. I can't believe what's happening to these folks, and I can't believe that a bill would pass the Senate, a bill would pass the House, like you said, with resounding numbers, and that they've gotten so many emails and people even took time out of their day a couple of Mondays ago to go speak, and nobody from the governor's office would listen to them. Nobody from the governor's office was there. I know you were there. I know you guys were there.
And the governor's office actually threatened Carl. I don't know if you knew that. They threatened Carl to take his phone number off their website. I mean, this guy, he's... I don't know. And like I said, I backed up last night because nothing good was going to happen. But the reality is the pomposity, the arrogance, it was just amazing to me. It's like a complete lack of concern or even a recognition that there's a problem at all.
Well, is he at least going to veto the bill so that it's set in stone?
Well, he vetoes it. He waits 60 days to act. If he vetoes it, we adjourn last night, so we're not back till October for a veto session.
Well, I mean, I guess that's the thing. I mean, can he at least have the cojones enough to go ahead and veto the bill so that the people know? Because if he sits there and holds on to it for 60 days, it doesn't matter because people have to change over by June 17th.
Yeah.
Right. Right. No, and again, the I heard Julie Amos this morning on one of your other competing radio stations talking about all is well. She's like Kevin Bacon in Animal House. Remain calm, all is well. You know, there's just chaos.
Who's Julie Amos? I'm sorry.
She's the director of she's the one who brought us this mess. She's the director of the agency.
Okay. Who,
by the way, her whole qualification for healthcare is that she's the wife of Speaker Madigan's best friend. Okay, that qualification. Went from being Cook County Assistant Child Support Specialist, where by all accounts she did a fantastic job, to being a state legislator to now being in charge of health care for Illinois. But notwithstanding the fact that she has no qualifications to do this, I mean, that'd be like me as a former prosecutor being in charge of health care. You know what I mean? Didn't ask for it, don't know anything about it.
Does she have friends in Blue Cross Blue Shield? I mean, it just seems kind of fishy.
This is what's crazy about it. Blue Cross didn't ask for this. Yeah. They only did 38 counties.
Yeah.
They never asked to come to Charleston and Mattoon or Carbondale or
Champaign.
WIU or Champaign-Urbana. You know what I mean? They never asked for this. That's the part that, I mean, it really is just, it's like an incompetence meets arrogance. Mm. And I might also point out in our meeting Thursday night, everyone in the room was pretty much from Chicago. Mm. So they're like, well, here, we have an example. Bree, get up and tell us how it went. Well, I signed up today and went online and everything was great. Where do you live? Chicago? Exactly.
It's the problem. Yeah.
I mean, everyone in his inner circle is from the city.
Mm-hmm.
And then as you take that combined with just the arrogance of this guy, and it's lethal. And I'm not saying that. I'm not joking when I say that. I mean, there are people who are really, really ill. And they're being told they got to switch doctors midstream.
This is awful. So I guess the reality is, and you guys have done everything that you possibly could, but the reality is at this point that people need to go ahead and switch.
Well, I'd wait till June 17th, and because there are some docs joining some networks. Okay.
Okay.
The longer you wait, the better it is. It will be. I don't expect, though, that most of the major providers will be in this thing on June 17th. So I don't want to give anybody false hope. There are other tiers, higher tiers like Quality Care, where you can join and go to Carl if you wish. There are some Carl docs in the higher tier 2, tier 3s. But again, this belies the whole savings point because the minute somebody goes into those higher tiers, it's more expensive to them and also to the taxpayers, which again is like you're saying all this is savings. But if you really want to go to Carl, you're going to have to go to Tier 3, which costs the taxpayers more money anyway.
Mm.
But notwithstanding that, I would wait and see who joins or drops out in the next couple of days.
Okay.
But then also, AFSCME is now engaged and has filed a grievance, which is the first step to a lawsuit.
Mm-hmm.
I think we're all assuming the Health Alliance is going to file a suit as well.
But then can that stop the process or not?
Potentially, yes. But you're now in court, and you have to get a judge to agree with that.
Can you get that done by June 17th? Because if you haven't,
what you'd be suing for is a temporary restraining order.
Yeah,
which are sort of emergency motions of the court.
Okay,
and you can get them. Yes, will a court agree? I don't know. But that's where you're at this moment. Ugh. And what gets even crazier is let's assume he vetoes and we come back, the legislature comes back for veto session and we override his veto. Well, now you get a complete mess because we now have just blown up all the contracts that were issued to people like personal care, for example, who've mm-hmm. done nothing wrong. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's just a real mess.
It is. Okay. Well, and obviously I wish I could talk
and
to you.
And I don't, I mean, I actually ended up and apologized because actually after he and I got into it, one of his staffers came over and I think I said I thought it was going to hit me after I almost hit the governor. And his staffer and I have been friends for a long time. And I went up and apologized to him later and I said, listen, I'm taking this so personally mm-hmm. because, you know, I've had two of my former teachers who are in life and death issues. Well, one is a spouse and then one of them is personal.
Mm-hmm.
I've got all my former friends. I mean, everywhere you go, people in the soccer field are asking me, Saturday morning or, well, baseball diamond, you know, are asking me, you know, what's going on with Health Alliance?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And I just said, I'm taking it personally. I'm sorry. I shouldn't have lost my cool. But my gosh, all I did was ask a question. And he's like, no, I'm not signing that. You guys, it's your fault. It's our, you know, it's guilty. That's why we passed the bill.
Yeah.
That's why we passed the bill, Governor.
So,
here it is. Just sign it.
So your recommendation to, let's say, the people who are calling you up is to wait until June 17th on that very day?
Yep, and see who's in the network.
Okay.
And then in the meantime, we all just keep our fingers crossed that either AFSCME or Health Alliance's restraining orders gets granted.
Okay.
Okay.
And we'll go from there.
Well,
you know?
Thanks for your time. Yeah, I know you wanted to hang with the kids today and enjoy the day off.
Well, another thing, too, is I got to say some accolades here about our local community. I mean, everybody stepped up, and, you know, there's no partisan anything here. I mean, everybody from, you know, the guys on my side of the aisle to the Jacobsons and Ferrixes and all you mm-hmm. all in the media and everywhere else, everybody stepped up to the plate on this. And that's, you know, hopefully the one thing we got going for us.
Cool.
So. Well, you know, sometimes difficult things bring us all closer together, and we'll keep our fingers crossed that maybe a lawsuit can stop this. But, you know, we just thank you guys for your hard work and for, you know, getting the blood pressure up last night. And
It's up again here.
I'm sorry.
I'm so sorry.
Okay, we'll let you calm down. But thanks so much, Chapin.
See you guys.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Well, now we've got an answer. And that was State Representative Chapin Rose talking about the fact the governor will not sign the bill that passed both the House and the Senate, stopping the health care changes. And Chapin recommends holding off until June 17th to make your switch. And it just makes me sick. Makes me absolutely sick. And I don't even have Health Alliance.
That's right.
So anyway, at least we know now,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
Connect FM.